Everyone, welcome back to Indy. I'm here with ESPN's Todd McShay. And I know you haven't done a mock draft in a while, but you have the Steelers going with a cornerback right now.
The last time I did one, Josh Jackson was sitting there, Iowa corner. It'll be interesting to see what he runs. He's a big corner, really good ball skills. He's a ball hawk that can play physical in coverage. 8 interceptions a year ago, 3 against Ohio State. So he had a really good year. And I think it's a good cornerback class overall. But picking at 28, who knows who will be available at that spot? They obviously have needs, different spots. Offensive line's one area, defensive back's an area. I think tight end they could look, not necessarily in the first round. Dallas Goedert from South Dakota State is a name you'll probably start to hear more and more about. He's played at the small school level, but he's a Steelers type of tight end, and by that I mean he's a two-way player, a guy who can block, he can be in line, and then you can flex him out and go out and catch passes.
The Steelers traditionally in the past few years picking late in the draft, like you said, and Kevin Colbert's mantra, yes, is always, we're going to take the best available player. Do you feel like they do need some help, though, on defense, no matter what position it could be?
Yeah, I think, if you look at it, the pass rush was really good a year ago. I don't know that that's a huge need as much as everyone seems to think, but maybe, inside linebacker, corner, safety, I think those are some areas that you could see them address. And I think the safety class is good. The cornerback class is probably better. So there might be a little bit more depth when you get to the second, third round. And then there's a lot of good linebackers in this year's class as well.
Specifically inside linebackers, Kevin Colbert said Ryan Shazier will not be playing in 2018. What is that class like right now?
Well, I think there's more good players than people think. I mean, everyone talks about Roquan Smith, Rashad Evans from Alabama as well. Then you get to Van Der Esch from Boise State. It's a really good player that not a lot of people know about. Tremaine Edmonds won't be there at that point, but those are 4 guys right there that I think all could wind up falling in the first round. And then there's depth behind them too. So I think with inside linebacker in this year's group, probably second, third round, you can get a really quality player.
Not just Steelers specific, but overall with the 2018 draft class, quarterbacks, running backs, is that where there's some depth and good players we're going to see?
There is. And I think, I know it's a real hot topic, but interior offensive linemen, centers and guards, it's a really good group. There's not a lot of tackles, and there haven't been a lot of good tackles for a couple of years, and it's a bad trend coming out of the league. But defensive tackles are really good, and then there's the linebackers, as I mentioned, and cornerbacks. So really the only positions that I think are kind of dry this year would be wide receiver and then true defensive ends. But in the Steelers system, there are plenty of guys like Harold Landry from Boston College, Arden Key, LSU. There are a lot of those hybrid guys. But if you run a 4-3 scheme, unlike the Steelers, then I don't know that you're real happy with this defensive end group.